91X News.
It's zero and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Heron. Belleville emergency crews have left the scene after a fire in a townhouse on Prince of Wales Drive, north of Prince of Wales Public School, earlier today. The fire department says it started around 1 p.m. Prince of Wales Drive is now open to traffic as crews have left the scene. No word yet on what caused the fire. Belleville police are asking for help in locating a missing man. 41-year-old Andrew Anderson was last seen at Belleville General Hospital on November 29th. He is described as white, over 6 feet tall, medium build, with short hair, short salt and pepper hair. He was last seen wearing an orange coat, blue jeans, and running shoes. Police say that he may be in the Durham region. Anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Constable Hatfield with the Belleville Police. According to a recent released Canadian study, police officers are more likely to wait for 911 calls rather than intervening when needed or seeking out crime on their own. Rachel Bell has more.
Gregory Brown, a PhD candidate at Carleton University, surveyed 23 police services in Canada. He tracked the phenomenon of depolicing, which is when officers avoid unnecessary public interactions due to the fear of being scrutinized.
I would suggest Belleville will be experiencing the same kind of depolicing as major cities are.
Brown says police officers are particularly concerned with how the public will interpret their actions.
Events being misinterpreted by the public, being mischaracterized by activists, you know, those kind of things. So officers made a point of stressing to me that they're not actually concerned about being accountable for their actions. What they are concerned about is the misinterpretation of actions. Somebody watches a snippet of a video and they leap to the conclusion that, you know, this is clearly racial profiling and this is clearly police brutality before all of the facts are known, before all of the context is taken into account.
Renee Auberton, staff sergeant for the Belleville Police, agrees that some events can be taken out of context.
A lot of the videos are, you know, you see part of an incident, you see the end of an incident, and people generally don't post the good things we do because they're not as exciting.
Brown's data also didn't look into the impact depolicing is having on communities. He says some policing scholars, particularly in the United States, are making a link that depolicing is resulting in greater levels of violent crime. Rachel Bell, QNET News, Belleville.
As a Winnipeg jury is deciding the fate of a man charged with killing Tina Fontaine, the National Inquiry into Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women and Girls has issued a statement. Fontaine's death in August of 2014 reignited calls for a national inquiry. The statement from the National Inquiry into Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women and Girls wants Canadians to wake up and tackle issues of violence and marginalization that Indigenous women face every day. U.S. President Donald Trump had big support from the National Rifle Association during his campaign for the White House, but now they may be at odds on a gun control proposal Trump has signaled he would support. Karen Travis has more.
Two things that President Trump has said he would support in the wake of the Parkland, Florida school shooting have the backing of the NRA, banning bump stocks that make a weapon fire more quickly and improving the database for background checks. But the gun rights organization pushed back strongly against the president's support for raising the minimum age to buy a firearm to 21. The NRA said in a statement last night that a restriction like that, quote, punishes law-abiding citizens for the evil acts of criminals. President Trump tweeted this morning that the people at the NRA are great American patriots who love this country and will do the right thing. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The FBI says that its failure to stop the Florida school shooting was a tragedy and a mistake. Martin Luther King's daughter is going to join survivors of the Florida school shooting at the March for Our Lives next month in Washington. Reverend Bernice King told an Atlanta crowd today she also plans to mark the 50th anniversary of her father's assassination. King was fatally shot on April 4th of 1968 while standing on the balcony of a motel in Memphis, Tennessee. The Manitoba government has created a new harassment policy. This comes after allegations that a former cabinet minister tickled and groped female staffers. Progressive Conservative Premier Brian Pallister says the policy gives all government staff options to report claimants. He made the announcement alongside the minister responsible for the status of women.
I don't care who you are. Harassment is not on. The woman who comes here every morning and cleans the railings on the stairs is as important as Rochelle to me on this. Everybody deserves to feel safe in the workplace. Everyone.
Several women who came forward earlier this month say Stan Struthers, an NDP cabinet minister from 2003 to 2014, tickled them, groped them, or made sexual remarks. Former NDP Premier Greg Selinger apologized and announced that he will resign his legislature seat next month. A local music store's best-selling products are Gibson guitars. But with Gibson Brands Incorporated facing the possibility of bankruptcy, local guitar players may find their favorite Les Paul of SG impossible to get. QNET News reporter Katy Perry has more.
The threat of a Gibson bankruptcy has Kevin Ferguson, the manager of Long & McQuaid Music Store on Roy Boulevard in Belleville's North End, worried about future sales. He says Gibson guitars are some of their best-selling products.
We would definitely try to sell off the remaining stock that we had. I don't really know what would happen after that, though.
Ferguson says sales for Gibson guitars have gone up recently. Long & McQuaid is continuing to order them to meet the demand. He says that the popular brand is unique.
They don't attempt to reinvent the wheel. They have a couple of really popular models that they seem to build off of. Guitar players know what they are, whether they love them or hate them. Everybody knows a Gibson Les Paul and a Gibson SG. Two of the most famous guitars on the planet.
Gibson Brands sent out a statement last week announcing plans to refinance in order to avoid the possibility of bankruptcy. Henry Jeskowitz says Gibson is still below the level of success compared to where it was several years ago, but he remains hopeful for the company's future. Katy Perry, QNET News, Belleville.
Scientists are picking brains to find out the secret of people in their 80s and 90s. These superagers may hold the key to how to keep a sharp memory. Heather Snyder with the Alzheimer's Association says they hope funding the research will reveal new avenues to prevent neurodegenerative disease.
By studying superagers, we can get information about what might be contributing factors of how our brains are structured, our social interactions, how our heart health feeds into our brain health, and use that information for thinking about strategies for prevention and treatment of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
Split Second Printing's 40 years of experience has made them ready for anything.
Can you print my soccer flyers?
Sure.
How about my poster?
Student council? Nice, no problem.
What about my prom banner?
Done and done. And we'll even help carry it out.
From business cards to large-scale architectural drawings, Split Second Printing has you covered. They'll even help lay out and print your portfolio so it'll really stand out. 59 Dundas Street, East Belleville, or split-second.ca.
QNET Sports. Loyola College's Player of the Year, Sarah Pianayafu, has officially been named the top scorer and athlete of the year by the OCAA at the association's banquet today. She ranks first in the conference in overall points per set, kills per set, and hittings percentage. Her teammate Lorraine Spellman was named to the Ontario College's Athletic Association's All-Rookie Team. Yafu and the rest of the Loyalist Lancers women's volleyball team are on the court at Centennial College this afternoon. Team Canada has one more bronze medal at the PyeongChang Olympics. The men's short track speed skating team has captured third in the team relay event this afternoon. This is team veteran Charles Hamlin's first medal in PyeongChang, which brings him to a total of 5 Olympic medals to finish off his career. Big game for the Canadian men's hockey team in PyeongChang tomorrow morning. Canada will take on Germany in the semifinal for a chance to advance to the gold medal game. The Czech Republic and the Olympic athletes from Russia will also play in a semifinal tonight. Back at home, the division-leading Wellington Dukes are in action tonight. The puck drops in Kingston at 6:50. The Belleville Senators are off tonight. They travel to play the Binghamton Devils tomorrow. It's a busy night in the NHL. The Leafs will welcome the Islanders as they try to boost their 3-game winning streak. The Canadiens host the Rangers at the Bell Centre. The Minnesota faces New Jersey and the Blue Jackets take on the Flyers. Orlando Steinar will be back as the assistant head coach for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Steinar was a part of Frenzo's turnaround last season, where they posted a 10-4 record after going 1-11 just one season earlier. Before leaving Fresno, Steinar had a 4-year stint on the Ticats coaching staff starting in 2013. He served as a defensive coordinator before, also becoming the assistant head coach in 2016. He won 2 Grey Cups as a defensive back in 13 CFL seasons. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. We've reached our high of 0 today, and tonight the clouds will stay around as we drop down to a low of -3. Friday, risk of freezing rain in the morning, cloudy with a high of 7. At 4:10, it's 0. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Heron, QNET News on 91X, next at 5.